BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The White House says it's sending a team to Singapore to prepare for a possible summit with North Korea next month. Within a hectic few days, President Trump first announced he was cancelling his meeting with Kim Jong-un, then rode back. Today, hopes were reinforced with the news that the two Korean leaders held a meeting on their joint border. Chris Buckler is in Washington.
After suddenly cancelling the summit with a strongly worded letter, Donald Trump appears to have changed tone. And in a post on Twitter, he hit out at a newspaper report that said the White House now believed the talks would have to be at the very least delayed. The president insisted that the claim was wrong and had come from what he called phony sources. However, a senior official in a briefing on Thursday did tell journalists that time was running out. Nonetheless, the White House appears to be exploring all options.
Those in favour of liberalising Ireland's abortion laws are celebrating an overwhelming victory in a national referendum. Final provisional results show that more than 66% of voters opted to repeal a constitutional amendment that in effect banned abortion in the vast majority of cases. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, says he hopes a new abortion law will be passed this year. He said Ireland had taken its place among modern European nations.
Today is a historic day for Ireland. A quiet revolution has taken place, and today is a great act of democracy. 100 years since women gained the right to vote, today we as a people have spoken, and we say that we trust women and respect women to make their own decisions and their own choices.
A United States citizen has been released after 2 years in prison in Venezuela. Joshua Holt had been visiting Venezuela to get married when he was detained for concealing weapons. The Mormon missionary was accused of trying to organize an armed uprising. Katie Watson reports.
Ahead of presidential elections in the country last weekend, a riot took place in the Caracas prison where Mr. Holt was being held. During the uprising, he sent a video message pleading for help. After the U.S. condemned Mr. Maduro's re-election, the Venezuelan government sent home two U.S. diplomats, accusing them of conspiracy. But now, a turn of events. On Friday, Republican Senator Bob Corker met President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, and following that, the news that Mr. Holt is now going home.
BBC News.